We are learning Daf Nun and Yuma. We're going to start from about 10 lines down from the top, where the Gemara was discussing the whether or not if the first Kayin Gadol, we're doing the Avodah, the first Kayin Gadol does the Shechita and then is Nifter. So a second Kayin Gadol has to take over. So the question that the Gemara was discussing beforehand was whether just using the Dam that they have from the carbon, can the second Kohen Gadol use that dam to do the Zrika and not have to redo the Shechita? That was the question that the Gemara was discussing before, whether the dam alone was considered the carbon, and so on and so forth. Now the Gemara asks a technical question on that assumption. So we're starting from Vatepikle, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines from the top. In the middle of the line, the Gemara says, "V'tepik lei dechata shemesu baaleh ha'hi, dechata shemesu baala or baaleh lemisa azla." So the Gemara says, "Very nice. Whether or not the dam itself is considered the carbon, and so on and so forth. But the problem is that it is a carbon chatos, and the rule is that any time the owner of the carbon chatos is nifter before he gets his kapara, the halacha is that that carbon has no use. And it usually that happens, that occurs before they actually shecht the carbon. So if it's before they shecht the carbon, you just take the animal and you put it in a room and you let it die, you have no use for it whatsoever. Here, it happens to be that we're talking about after Shechita, but again, it's before Zrika. But the concept still applies that this carbon should not be able to have any use anymore. If so, what is the whole debate and dilemma about whether or not the second Kohen Gadol can use the dam? This is a carbon chatos, and it should be no different than any other carbon chatos, that once the original owner died, and the original owner here being the first Kohen Gadol, once he died, it should go lemisa, it should have no use, and there should be no question as to whether or not the second Kohen Gadol can sprinkle the dam. So Amalei Rabin by Rav Ado LeRava. So Rabin said to Rava, "Amri Talmidcha, your Talmidim will tell you, Amar Rav Amram, in the name of Rav Amram, Chatos Tzibur Hi V'loy Lemisa Ozlo." See, that concept that the Korban Chatos has no value anymore is only talking about by a private individual. So since that private person was Nifter, so then Enochanami, his Korban that was designated for his use, has no use anymore, and it cannot be used for anybody else or for any other purpose. However, this belonged to the Tzibur. So since this belongs to the Tzibur, that the same rules don't apply. Now, because this whole concept, by the way, that the Achatos, that either there's five ways that a Korban Achatos is different, that once something happens to it, it no longer has, it has to go Lemisa, that has no other use, it applies in five different cases. It's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is very specific, that only applies by a Yachid. If so, once you change the rules a little bit, and we're talking about a Korban Tzibur, so then in Hanami, this whole the rule of Ozlo Lemisa no longer applies. Now first let's see whether or not this is true. So we're saying, we're calling it a carbon seabird. The Tanam we learned in the Mishnah. Now, by way of introduction, the Mishnah, right before the line that the Gemara is about to quote, the Mishnah had said that there's a general rule that any carbon tzibur is doicha Shabbos and Tumo, and any carbon yachid is not doicha Shabbos and Tumo. That's what the line before had just said in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara quotes the part that we need, but remember, this is in reference and in response to the first line in the Mishnah. So Amar Loi, Rameir answered the Tanakhama, and he says, "V'haloi par yom ha-kipurim," the hour par that we're talking about, that the Kohen Gadol shechs on Yom Kippur, the Korban Chatos, v'chavite Kohen Gadol, another example of a Korban that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, it's like a Korban Mincha he brings every day, u'pesach, and the Korban Pesach that we're familiar with, that everybody brings, the Korban Yachid, who that technically they are labeled a Korban Yachid, v'doiches ha-Shabbos v'ezatumah. So here we have an example of a Korban Yachid that is doicha Shabbos and is doicha tumah. Now that's Reb Meir's statement, but for our purposes, we want to prove, lav mechlal. Now remember, he's saying this in response to the Tanakhama, so it must be the Ikal Amandi Amr de Tzibur. So Rameir, yes, is calling it a carbon yachid and therefore has a question. But we see that if he's referring to it as a carbon yachid, it must be the Mandi Amr that's Chaylik holds that it's a carbon tzibur. So we see that the Par Yom Kippurim, we're following the Mandi Amr that says that it's a carbon tzibur, and that would explain why it's not Lemisa Ozla. Now, the Gemara is going to spend a few lines here trying to disprove this concept. Ula taimech, is that really true? Is that the reasoning behind Rav Meir? Meaning, is the Tanakama chilek in calling this a korban tzibur? Diktani ula taimech, diktani, according to your reasoning, what do you do with the next line of the Mishnah? Because the following line says, Amaloi Rabbi Yaakov also responded, Vahaloi parhelem dover shel tzibur. The parhelem dover is generally when Bezdin makes a psak that's incorrect, lahaloch, and the tzibur follows that psak, and then they realize that it's incorrect, and they did an aver, so they have to bring a carbon. That carbon is called a par halam davar. The seirei avodas kochavim, also a concept where a shevet or a tzibur does avodah zarah, and again they realize they made the mistake, they have to bring a carbon. V'chagiga, and the carbon chagiga is the carbon that comes together with the carbon pesach. We'll see exactly why it falls into this category. The carbon tzibur, these examples are carbon tzibur. Again, in response to the Tanakama, they say, hey, look, these are carbon tzibur's that are not doicha Shabbos and not doicha tumah. So now, if you want to say that the Tanakama is chilek, so michlal deikla mandi armor deyachid, are you going to tell me that these korbanos that we just listed that Rav Yaakov called a korban tzibur, are you going to say there's another mandi armor that calls them a korban yachid? That doesn't make any sense. No one's going to think that a par halam dover is a yachid korban. That doesn't make any sense. So just like Rav Yaakov, when he made his statement, didn't mean that the other mandi armor held that it was the opposite of what he was saying. So the same thing Rav Meir also didn't mean that just because he called it a carbon yachid doesn't mean that the Tanakhama necessarily held that it was a carbon yachid, carbon tzibur. So the Gemara says the real pshat is like this. Ela Tanakhama ka mahadarlei. They're asking a question. They're responding to what the Tanakhama just said, like we explained. The Shama deka Omar, that which we heard, the rule carbon tzibur doiches haShabbos v'esatumah. That a carbon tzibur is always doiches haShabbos and tumah. The carbon yachid ain't doiches loyes haShabbos loyes haTumah. And also the rule was that a carbon yachid is never doiches haShabbos and tumah. Omar loy Rav Meir. On that, Rav Meir said, no, that's not true, because carbon yachid klolu. Are you telling me that? That's the rule about all carbon yachids. V'haloi par yom kippurim v'chavita koyin gadol pesach. These are examples. The par yom kippurim, most importantly, is a carbon yachid. The carbon yachid who? It is a carbon yachid. V'doyche z'shavas v'esatom. And we see that it is, it breaks this rule. It is doyche. And similarly, v'amalai Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov also similarly responded and says, carbon sibur klolo. You're going to tell me that a rule that anytime it's a carbon sibur, it is doyche shavas and tomo. V'haloi par halam davar shal sibur. V'seiri avodas kachavim v'chagigo. The carbon sibur. These examples that we just gave are in fact a carbon sibur. V'ena doyche lo z'shavas v'esatom. And in fact, it's not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. So they're asking a kasha on the Tanakama. So if we want to understand this, the Gemara, just to finish the thought, says, really what the rule is as follows. You should take this rule, and this is how you should understand it. Kol shezmanai kavua. If it has a set time that it has to be brought in that particular time, so then it's doichi even Shabbos and it's doichi tumah. Even if the carbon happens to be a private carbon, like a carbon Pesach, for example, it has to be brought out of Pesach. So even though it's individuals bringing it, they're still doichi Shabbos and tumah. But any carbon that doesn't really have a set time, it could be brought at a different time. There's no reason to be doicha Shabbos. Do it during the week. Bring that carbon during the week. Even if it belongs to the tzibur. So we see the rule doesn't really, generally speaking, it belongs to the tzibur. Those are the kinds of karbonos that have a zman kavua. Generally speaking, that's really the rule. However, it's not really totally only, that's not the only contingency that it belongs to either yachid or a tzibur. It has to do really where it's a zman kavua. Again, when you're dealing with a tzibur, generally there are, it has a zman kavua. That's why we kind of, the Tanakama phrases it that way. But really it has to do with whether it's a zman kavua. Okay, but continuing on this frame, we now said that the par of Yom Kippur is now really belongs to a yachid. So par vizar shal Yom Kippur. So here we have a list. The par is l'chayru referring to the par that the Kohen Gadol brings as a korban chatas, v'seir Yom Kippurim, and also the Kohen Gadol later brings a goat, sha'ovdu, that the animal itself got lost, v'hifresh acherim tachteim, so, you, as a replacement, you brought a different animal instead, and then, the case is, you have to fill in over here, and then after they brought the korban, the replacement, they found the original. So what do? Kulam yamusu. So we see the animal goes, we have no use for it anymore, so we let the animal die. V'chein, and similarly, se'irei avoyos kechovim sha'avdu, if you had a carbon that was going to be brought for avoyos zara, and the animal got lost, v'hifesh acherim tachteim, and you brought another animal in its stead, kulam yamusu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that animal also dies. Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon, yiruachi yistavu, he says, okay, you don't have to kill the animal, or let it die, rather you let it get a mum, v'yimkuru, and then you sell it once it has the mum, v'yiplu demeim l'nedava, and then you take the money, the value that you got from selling it, and you bring it as a carbon nedava afterwards. Because he holds, she'ein chatas tzibur mesa, because the chatas tzibur does not die. Oh, so here you have very clearly that these are referred to as a chatas tzibur, and not a carbon yachid. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon argue and say that fine, it has you wait till it gets a mum. In any event, but we call it a carbon tzibur. So Amar Le, my par, so Enochanami. So included over here was the par Yom Kippur. He says, what are we, when we're referring to the par over here, actually it's not referring to the par of Yom Kippur, but rather par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. But rather, it's referring to a different par, the par Helem Dover, which everybody agrees does belong to the Tzibur, so it's not a contradiction. We could still hold that the par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur is a Yachid Karban. But Gemara says, V'hashal Yom Kippurim Ketanim, but it says in the Braisa, par Nasar Shal Yom Kippurim. It refers to the Yom Kippur. So Gemara answers, Ki Ketani Adas Soir. The way to read it is the par, stop, and that's referring to the par Helem Dover, and then Soir Shal Yom Kippurim. So you put a comma in over there, and it's referring, and it's not no longer referring to the par on Yom Kippur. Problem is, Vatani, we have a beferish Braisa that says it. Par shel Yom HaKippurim. It refers to the par as the par that's brought on Yom Kippur. V'seire v'sar shel Yom HaKippurim. And the goat that was brought on Yom Kippur. Sha'avdu, again, that they got lost. V'hifar shacherim tachten, he brought a different animal in their stead. Kulam yomusu div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, the original animal has to be left to die. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Imer, Yiruachi, Yistavu, you wait till the animal, you let it graze until it gets a mum. V'yimgru, and then you sell v'yivlu demeim l'nedavo. And then you let it, then you take that money and you bring it as a carbon nedava. She'ein chatos tzibur mesa, again, because he refers to the animal as a chatos tzibur, it doesn't have to die. Oh, so here, from here we see very clearly that the par Yom Kippurim is called a carbon tzibur. So this is a contradiction to the braisa that we brought before that seemed to hold, the Reb Meir held, that it was a carbon yachid. Which actually works well with what we were trying to say and explain why the second Kohen Gadol would be able to use the dam. However, it is a contradiction to Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, no, there's no contradiction here at all, because loy tema she'ein chatos tzibur meso, ela emo she'ein chatos hashutvim meso. So the Gemara wants to say like this, that when Enochanami, it's not a carbon yachid mamish, the way Reb Meir refers to it, it's a private partnership. It's a shutvin. So the partnership also, by the way, has the same rules as the tzibur for purposes of the chatos. Meaning, as we mentioned before, the idea, the notion that a chatos, when it no longer has its original use, has to be left to die, that's, since it's a halacha l'moshe misina and it was given, the halacha was given in a very specific context, that it has to belong to a private person, the rule also, it does not, no longer, just like it doesn't apply to a public, to the tzibur, it also doesn't apply to the context of a shutvin. When there's a shutvis involved, that chatas also doesn't follow the rule that it has to go to misa. Memelo, we have everything answered over here, that it does, it's not a tzibur. It in fact belongs to a yachid, but it still doesn't have to go lemisa because it belongs to shutvin. Well, at least that's what the Gemara wants to say right now. So, my nafka mina. Now, what difference does it make whether we call it a shutfis or we call it a tzibur? L'chayr, it's the same rule, meaning that the animal does not have to die. The Gemara answers, d'loy maisi koyin em par b'hayro. See, here's the thing. This par of Yom Kippur that we're referring to is a carbon that is brought by the Kohen Gadol for the sake of himself and his family of Kohanim, the Achiv HaKohanim. So, what difference does it make whether we refer to it as Shutvin between the Kohen Gadol and his brothers, or we refer to it as the Korban Tzibur? It's L'chayr the same thing. The difference is as follows. See, as we mentioned before, when a Tzibur, for example, if a Shevet, does Avodah Zarah, that Shevet has to bring a special carbon as a group. Now, you might think that if you refer to the Koyanim as a tzibur, that they also follow that same rule, that they're enough of a tzibur that if they, as a whole, do Avodah Zarah, they also bring this special korban for Avodah Zarah. That would have been the mistake I could make if I referred to this korban on Yom Kippur as a tzibur. The Koyanim are all considered a tzibur. So I would think, oh, they also fit into the category for that purpose for the mistake with Avodah Zarah. But now that I say that they're not a tzibur, rather they're individuals, but they're shutfim, so I'm not going to make that mistake. I would never refer to the Koyanim as similar to a shevet. Okay, so we don't have a raya again. We still have our question, Be'etzem, whether or not, how come this power that the Kohen Gadol brought can be used by the second Kohen Gadol. Right now, we seem to say that it's because it belongs to Shutfim. But we don't have a raya. So Toshima on the bottom of the Yamid. Let's bring a different type of raya that it does either belongs to a yachid or a tzibur. The boy Rabbi Lozer asks us a question now on the top of Nunam Beis. The divrei ha'omer par yomei kippurim korban yachid. So he says according to the Man D'Yomar that says it's a yachid, right? So here's his question, but that's the key line. The fact that we were saying, according to that Man D'Yomar that says it's a Yachid, so his question is, Oysa Tmura Ayen Oysa Tmura, can we do a Tmura? Tmura is you try to swap out the animal for a replacement animal. Simply by saying, I don't want to use animal A, I want to use animal B instead. So that's a Tmura generally, and it has a couple rules, but the point, what ends up generally happening is both animals have the Kedusha of the original carbon. Now, for our purpose, before we get into the answer to that question of whether or not it can do tmura or not, so now, by the fact that he says, I'm only asking this question according to the Man D'Yomar that says it belongs to a yachid, lav mechlal de'ikla Man D'Yomar de'tzibur. So he's saying, oh yeah, what I mean to say is, I'm only asking it according to that Man D'Yomar, but not according to the Man D'Yomar that says it belongs to the tzibur. Oh, so we see very clearly, there is a Man D'Yomar that says that it belongs to the tzibur. And that's why we understand that the second Kohen Gadol is able to bring the dam. So the Gemara answers, Loi mechlal de'ikel man d'yomar de'shutfim. But rather, he says, no, what we meant to say is, this man d'yomar says it's a mamish, a private carbon, belongs to the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to the other man d'yomar that says that it belongs to shutfim. So it seems that we now have the answer to our question, which is the par on Yom Kippur would not go lemisa because it really belongs to a shutfim. It belongs to the Kohenim, to the Kohen Gadol, along with his partners, the other Kayanim on Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's why we even have a question whether the second Kayan Gadol is able to bring the dam. Now, once we mention this Tmura, the Gemara is going to try to understand exactly what the question is anyway. Gufa. So, based on what we just said before, boy, Rabbi Lozer asked, Lidiv Reha, Omer Par Yom Kippurim, Karban Yachid. So, if we want to call it a Karban Yachid. Now, we know again that if it belongs to Shutfim, is no question because as a Shutfim, there is no din of Tmura. Tmura only applies to a private carbon. So according to the Man D'Yomar that says even the Par and Yom Kippur is considered a private carbon, so Tmura. So now we want to know whether or not this can also, the concept of Tmura applies. Now, but we do agree that the other Kayanim get a Kapara from it. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the question whether or not it can do tmura. Ibasr makdesh azlinon, ibasr miskapar azlinon. If you want to tell me, the question is, do we view this carbon as belonging to the one who donated it, which we know was donated privately by the Kohen Gadol, or do we look at it, we view it as the owner of the ones who are getting the kapara? And we also know that kapara goes to not only the Kohen Gadol himself, but to all the Kohenim, as we just discussed. So if that's your question, pshita, it's obvious, we know the answer. Debosom is kapar azlina, because the general rule is that for purposes of Hilchus Tmura, we always follow the one who is getting the carbon, the kapara from the carbon. It's considered his carbon for those purposes, for designating whether he uses this animal or a different animal. How do we know this? Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yochanan, the Rav Avoh said in the name of Rav Yochanan, HaMakdish Moisiv Chomish. There's a couple rules over here. If let's say you have a case where one person donated the animal for the sake of somebody else. Let's say, easy to understand, let's say a father realizes his child, a 14-year-old boy, for example, I'm just using this as an example, has to bring a carbon. So you would imagine that the 14-year-old boy doesn't have enough money to buy his own carbon, so the father donates it. But if the father is paying for it, but the son, in our example, just by way of example, the son is the one that's getting the kapara. So who is considered the owner? So it depends. Hamakdish Moisef Chomish. If it's for purposes of redemption, you want to know who can buy the animal back. So the rule is, if the person who donated it buys it back, he has to add an extra fifth to the value. Whereas anybody else wants to be paid it, wants to buy it back, he doesn't have to. So here, since the father donated, he's considered the owner, he would be the one that has to add the extra chomish. The person who's getting the kapara, but the person getting the kapara does not have to add the extra fifth. But for tamura purposes, it's very clear, the next line, v'hamaskaper oisei by tamura, but only the one who is getting the kapara is considered his carbon for whether he wants to use this animal or is try to swap it out. He can't really, but he tried to swap it out for another animal. It goes b'asur the maskaper. So that would apply over here to the kayanim also, not just the kayan gadol. And finally, the last line of this brisa is, that's talking about if one person has a big crop and he wants to do his friend a favor, so he says, you know what, I'll separate truma from my crop on your crop also. So you don't have to take it. I'll separate the truma. So now he has two portions of truma to donate to the kohenim. He gets the tovus hanah, meaning he gets to decide which kohen he gets to give it to, and he gets the benefit that comes from it. It's obviously the truma itself belongs to the kohenim, but he gets to pick and he gets that benefit. In any event, we see for the tamura purposes that we follow the one who is getting the kapara. So there's no question over here that we should follow the kohenim. So what exactly is the question? So the Gemara says, you're right. Of course, we view it at whoever is getting the kapara as the owner for tmura purposes. So the question is, his question was, the fact that the kohanim are getting the kapara, bikfi usa miskapri, are they part of the carbon? Is it really, are they literally shutfim in the carbon, and therefore, well, then it belongs to shutfim, so then nobody can do tamura? Oy dilma bikufyo miskapri, or maybe they're just floating along, and therefore they automatically get a kapara, meaning it really belongs to the kohen gadol, and in fact the kohen gadol is the one who is getting the kapara. But once the Kohen Gadol is getting kapara, so they float along, as the Lashon Rashi is, they float along and they get the kapara along with him. But it's not their kapara. I mean, it's not their carbon for kapara. They just also, inadvertently, so to speak, get the kapara also. Now, if that's the case, that they're only there on the side, then it really totally belongs to the Kohen Gadol himself, because he's the one getting kapara. They're just getting schlepped along. So Mamela, he would be able to do tamura, because it's his privately. But if the Kohenim are considered the Bailim for kapara, they're also getting the kapara, similar to the Kohen Gadol, then it would be a shutfus, and nobody would be able to do tamura. That would be the question. So, what's the answer? Tashma, let me bring you a raya. Choymer bezevach mi betmura. Now, we're going to spend some time understanding exactly what this case in the Brisa is, but it says there are certain chumras that apply to the original carbon. The zevach over here, we'll translate it for our purposes as the original carbon. That there are chumras that apply to it, mi betmura, as opposed to the animal that they tried to swap out with, the second animal. The chumra betmura mi bezevach, but also there happen to be certain chumras that apply to the swapped animal as opposed to the original animal. And the Brisa explains, chumra bezevach, there are more chumras to the original carbon, shah zevach noyeg biyachid, it could apply even to a private carbon. It applies to a private carbon, kibbutz sivar, similar, the same rules apply, and we'll see what this is referring to. Once we figure out which carbon we're talking about, we'll figure out what this is applying to. That the same rules apply to the yachid as it does to the tibur. V'doiches ha-shabbos v'esatomo, and also, the original carbon can be brought even on Shabbos and even in tomo. V'oise tamura, and it can generate, it can create a tamura swap. Masha Enkein b'tmura, as opposed to the tmura, doesn't have any of these rules. For example, it does not doich Shabbos. We'll see again when we deal with the exact carbon, the specific carbon that we're talking about. We'll see how that applies. Now, chomer b'tmura, and there are chomers that apply to the tmura itself, mibazev from the original carbon. Shat tmura chala al balmum. Kavua. First of all, the tamura can even originally be chal on an animal that already has a full-fledged mum. As opposed to, for example, original carbon, if it already has a mum on it, it can't really donate it as a carbon. It already has a mum. And also, the tamura, even if you do redeem it, it cannot be used for shearing or using the animal for work. Again, Masha'en came b'zevach, as opposed to original carbon, that if the original carbon, as Rashi explains, had a mum, and you then redeem it, you would be able to shear the, and keep the wool, or work the animal itself. Not, by the way, even though it doesn't sound, it's not so obvious from the way we read the braisa, but you should just know that if the animal itself was originally a carbon, and it was a full-fledged carbon, and then only later generated a mum that allowed you to redeem it, you would not be able to shear or work this animal either. Okay, but that's not the point that we're trying to say. We're trying to show that there is a chumrah by tmura that if it had a mum, even when you redeem it, you still can't, when you, it had a mum when you did the original tmura, you still, when you redeem it, can't use it for, in the field or something like that. Now we're trying to, let's explain what this price is talking about. Hai zevach, hey chidami, which carbon exactly are we referring to that has these rules? Ilemo di yachid. So if we're talking about a random carbon yachid that belongs to an individual, mi dochi Shabbos v'tumo. So since when does a regular private carbon get to be doicha Shabbos and tumo? Ela the tzibur. It must be that it belongs to the tzibur. So we already learned on Amud Aleph that if it belongs to the tzibur as a generally, then there's no such din as hilchos tmura applicable to it. So what carbon are we referring to? Ela lav. So it must be the par. So it must be we're referring to our example of the par yom kippurim that the kohen gadol brings, and that's why it belongs to the private person. The doiches shabbos asatuma. It fits very nicely. It's doiches shabbos and tuma, like we say. The kviya leizman, because remember, as we learned in Amud Aleph, it has a set time, so it's even doicha Shabbos and tumah. V'oyusei tmura de carbon yachidu, and that's why the rule that it could do tmura works, because it's a private carbon. It's a private, so that answers our question that we had before, whether or not it does tmura. And we see, and the reason is because we do view it as a carbon yachid. So the Gemara wants to bring it as a raya. So Amar Rav Sheshes loy, we are not talking about the par. The ox that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, rather be'elei shel Aharon. Rather, one of the other korbanos that the Kohen Gadol brings is he brings an aisle. He also brings an aisle for private for the Kohen Gadol himself privately. So that, and that's the korban that we're referring to. That is, again, it's doich Shabbos and Yant and Tomo, and also can do Tamura. Hachinami Mestavra, and the Gemara says, actually, that makes even more sense. The Isakadai, the Parai, Tamura. So if we're talking about the Par, and you're going to talk about the swap of the Par, it's Isakadai, the Parai, Tmura de par, Shabbos v'tumahu de loydachya. You're going to tell me that the animal that you swapped for that original par, it's doicha Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos and tumah. Ha b'chol makriv karva. You're going to tell me, oh, but very nice. But during the week, you would be able to bring that carbon? That's not even true. Ha tmuras chatas hi. The tmuras chatas lamisa ozla. As I mentioned earlier, there are five examples of animals that die that a karma chatas would die. One of them was the bailim already have a kapara. The other one is if it has a child. A third one is if you do the tmura to the karma chatos. Or a fourth one is if it becomes over age. And the fifth one is if you already got the kapara. Or either the bailam died or they got the kapara. Right. Those are the five examples. In any event, this is one of those examples that the tmura doesn't, can't bring that carbon at all. It's lamisa ozla. So it doesn't make sense that the example that we're using, that the zevach was the par of the kohen gadol, because that's not an issue of whether or not it's doicha Shabbos. It's not doicha anything. It's not brought as a carbon because it's a tmura. Tmura is chatas. If it's tmura is chatas, lamisa ozla. It's just the only thing you do with it is it dies. So we see that it must be talking about the aisle, the ram, not the ox. So the Gemara says, "Loi la'olam pari." So Anachanami, we could be talking about the par like we originally thought, and we would have a raya, or it could now we no longer have a raya one way or the other, but it could be talking about the par, and the hilchos tmura applies. Umay tmura shame tmura, but we don't mean the swap of this par of this animal that the Kohen Gadol was going to bring, but rather we were actually giving rules generally. What is the rule by Tamura? Are they Doicha Shabbos or not? And so on and so forth. But we're not talking about the swap of this particular animal. This Mishnah really is in general. It's talking about, whether or not a Tamura is able to be brought as a carbon. Okay. So, So we mean shame tmuras in general. So iachi zevach nami shame zevach. So if so, that you're saying that we're not referring to a specific carbon, we're talking about carbonos generally. So we could say the same thing about the original carbon. Wasn't it's not true about a specific carbon. It's true about all original carbonos. So the Gemara answers shame zevach like katani. It doesn't say that we're talking about all carbonos. It talks about zevach the carbon. Mimai, what's the raya that we're talking about a specific carbon? Midiktani chumer b'tmura, since we say by tmura has different chumer shah, tmura chola al balmum kavua, because we say the rule was that that a tmura can even be chal on an animal that already has a mum. Then you go to the chum and goes to the lavet, and even when you redeem it, it cannot be used, shearings, you can't use the wool, and you can't work it. Now, v'isakadaydach may zevach shem zevach, and if you want to say that it's talking about all original carbon, generally, we know that that's not true. We have examples, now we're on the top of Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. We have examples where you have an original carbon. A bechor is an animal, the firstborn from the mother. Now that, and Meiser is the tenth animal that goes through your gate when you're counting, when you have to separate Meiser from your animals. Now, these are original carbonos. And the point is, as the Gemara says, the cholon al balmum kavua. These animals can happen because you don't know which animal is going to be born, the firstborn from the mother. We also don't know which is the tenth animal to go through the gate. So it could even be a balmum. And you would redeem it. And they also have the same rule that once they're redeemed, they cannot be used in the field or for the shearings. So we see even an original carbon has the same rule as a tmura for these purposes. So it can't mean all carbonos. Can't mean all original carbonos because then the chumra of tmura doesn't apply. Ela shem zevach leketani. So you're right. It can't be that we're talking about all carbonos generally. It must be that we're referring to a specific carbon. So whether we follow Rav Sheshes or we follow our original Havamina, it could be talking about the par of Yom Kippur or the sar of Yom Kippur. So that would be the shem zevach. That would be the carbon that we're referring to, that's the carbon that we're referring to that is Deicha, Shabbos, and Tumah. But the tmura would not be doicha Shabbos and tuma. Okay, we'll stop over here. No, actually, one more line. The Gemara says, "Umayshna tmura shem tmura achasi." So, how come by tmura we're able to say that it's referring to tmuras generally? Zevach, achasi, because it has the same rule, and therefore by tmura we can refer to the tmura as a shame tmura, because all tmuras really all have the same rule. Zevach, whereas the original carbon, ikka bechor ve'ikka meiser, there are exceptions to the rule, there is bechor and there's meiser, so therefore we can't be referring to zevach as zevach generally, so therefore it must be referring to a specific carbon, and as we mentioned, it's according to Rav Sheshes, it's referring to the aisle, or before Rav Sheshes, we thought it was talking about the par. In any event, we'll stop over here. We'll go back to Rav Sheshes in the next line of the Gemara, but we'll stop over here. The Gemara right now is saying that the Tmura was talking about all Tmurais, and the Zevach was referring to a specific carbon. At this point, we think that it's the ram that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur.